Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 48 Hours ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app. Need more mystery in your life? Well, an Audible membership can solve that. They've got the best selection of audio titles from every genre, including true crime, celebrity memoirs, business, and so much more. Audible is the ultimate destination for thrilling audio entertainment, which will keep you on the edge of your seat each month. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. I recommend newly released The Berman Murders by Doug Carey, a true crime saga set in the Mojave Desert. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/48hours or text 48 hours to 500-500. That's audible.com/48hours or text 48 hours to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days. audible.com/48hours.
Picture yourself alone in the middle of nowhere, and there's somebody following you.
He went on his way, we so thought, and then we went on ours. But in reality, he really followed us up there.
On Deadly Nightmares, the true crime podcast from ID, listen to real stories of ordinary people stalked by serial killers and attackers.
Please, tell me we're not going to die.
Listen to Deadly Nightmares on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Chris Whipple, the writer and one of the executive producers of the documentary The Spy Masters, CIA and the Crosshairs. What are the rules for America's spy masters in their effort to prevent the next terrorist attack? Will the White House of the future bring back waterboarding as a so-called enhanced interrogation technique? Republican candidate Donald Trump has said he would bring back waterboarding, and a hell of a lot worse. The Spy Masters addresses those questions and more as we show you the CIA as you've never seen it, through the eyes of all 12 living directors of the agency. They talk openly about the life and death decisions they've had to make, the ethical dilemmas they've confronted, and the future mission of the CIA. The documentary will air on CBS on Saturday, May 21st, starting at 9 o'clock p.m. on the CBS Television Network. It's a special presentation by 48 Hours. What surprised us was how stunningly candid the directors were about some of their most closely held secrets, as when Leon Panetta described the day a top terrorist was spotted in Pakistan by a lethal CIA drone. Here is a sneak peek.
That memory of going to Arlington to bury one of my officers from the CIA, Elizabeth Hansen, is one that will be with me for a long time. They put their lives on the line to serve this country. And that's what Elizabeth Hansen did. I knew that the CIA officers were there because I ordered them to be there. I had to bear some of the responsibility for having taken this risk.
Initial reports indicate the bomber was being recruited by the CIA as a source.
This was the worst single loss of life for the CIA since 1983, when a truck bomber blew up the American embassy.
This person obviously turned out to be a double agent and had blown himself up, as well as our officers. It's hard to find the words when suddenly you're told that seven of your officers have been killed and others seriously wounded. What went through my mind was the families out there who within a few hours were going to be informed that someone who they loved had been killed. We spent a lot of time trying to figure out who were the ones who pushed that button. We have a lot of sources that we rely on, spies. And so we immediately asked the question, who the hell was involved in this tragic suicide bombing? We were able to get pretty good intelligence. And so we knew who the individual was. This was a bad guy, and he was clearly a leader. Been involved not only in going after our officers, but in killing members of our own forces in Afghanistan. And it was on the day of Elizabeth Hansen's funeral that I got a call from our operations center. They thought they had pretty good information about where this individual was. Unfortunately, this individual had family and wife and children around him. And so one of the tough questions was, you know, what should we do?
Do not engage. Do not engage the mosque.
Roger.
If there were women and children in the shot, we normally would not take the shot. I remember calling the White House, and they were aware that, you know, how tough a decision this is, and basically said, look, you know, you're going to have to make a judgment here. So I knew at that point that it was a decision that I was going to have to make. I'm the one who's going to have to say Hail Marys here. I was raised a Catholic. I believe in my faith, and I rely a great deal on my faith, you know, throughout my life. I've always carried a rosary and always said a hell of a lot of Hail Marys in tough situations. And suddenly, you know, I found that I was making decisions on life and death as director. And those decisions are never easy, and frankly, they shouldn't be easy. I felt it was really important in that job to do what I could to protect this country. So I passed on the word. I said, if you can isolate the individual and take the shot without impacting on women or children, then do it. But if you have no alternative and it looks like he might get away, then take the shot.
Let's go.
Roll it in.
Wildfire, we cleared on the building. You're cleared on the big square building. Go ahead and level it. Roger that. Yeah, direct hits right there.
And it did involve collateral damage, but we got him. These are tough decisions, and you're damn right, they are tough decisions. But you know, this is a war. This is a war. 9/11, these people didn't hesitate a moment to kill 3,000 people and take down the trade centers and hit the Pentagon. These are individuals that would not hesitate to attack us again. In the end, what you do I think has to be based on what your guts tell you is right. And that's really what it's all about. You have to be true to yourself as to what you think is right and hope that ultimately God agrees with you.
Be sure to tune in to CBS Saturday, May 21st, starting at 9 p.m. for 48 Hours Presents The Spy Masters, CIA and the Crosshairs. Chat with members of the Spymasters team during the broadcast on Twitter and Facebook, and follow 48 Hours on Instagram. I'm Chris Whipple. Thanks for listening, and be sure to watch.
If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Whether you're working out, walking, or running errands, Audible can help you keep your heart rate up month after month with their pulse-pounding collection of thrilling audiobooks that you can't hear anywhere else. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, which includes thousands of titles. This month, check out the Audible original, The Space Within. It's a chilling 8-part story about a psychiatrist, Dr. Maddie Weil, voiced by Academy Award winner Jessica Chastain, who is tasked with unlocking the memories of a child who went missing for 7 hours. Maddie soon discovers that there are more who have faced similar experiences, and the truth of what is happening to them may impact the fate of humankind. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500. That's audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500.